Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. So today we want to talk about our story, Let's Get Down to Business, without beating around the bushes. Today we want to talk about a story which I think we've heard different versions of. I know I have. Without further ado, however, let's reveal the story so we can get straight to the point and, you know, deduce whatever moral it is that we need to learn from it. Here's the anecdote. Listen to it and we'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The Farmer and His Sons is the title of today's story. Listen to it. A rich old farmer who felt that he had not many more days to live called his sons. "My son," he said, "heed what I have to say to you. Do not on any account part with the estate that has belonged to our family for so many generations. Somewhere on it is hidden a rich treasure. I do not know the exact spot, but it is there, and you will surely find it. Spare no energy and leave no spot unturned in your search." The father died, and no sooner was he in his grave then the sons set to work digging with all their might, turning up every foot of ground with their spades and going over the whole farm two or three times. No hidden golden did they find, but at harvest time, when they had settled their accounts and had pocketed a rich profit for greater than that of any of their neighbors, they understood that the treasure their father had told them about was the wealth of the bountiful crop, and that in their industry had they found the treasure. Industry is itself a treasure.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Right, so different versions that I've heard of the story was like, the dad didn't die and the son was in prison. And like he tells the dad that I hid some gold in your field somewhere because his dad was old and couldn't plow the soil anymore. And like the prison guards, they find out and they go digging up the dad's field in hopes to find the gold or the money that the kid stole and got him ending up in jail, and they found nothing, but you know, the dad got his field plowed. Anyway, the point is, there are different versions of this story, and all of them I think point to something very important that we can learn. We should invest in tractors for our farmers and field owners. And also the other important lesson, especially in this story, is I think personally what I got from it, I mean, you guys could interpret it a different way and let me know if there was any way for us to communicate, but there isn't. So effort is so important. It's so important to the point that there's a hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salawatullah, where his eminence says there are a group of people who sort of like mock God because of the things they do, or they're like making fools out of themselves in front of God. And one of them are those who pray to God to change their situation, but do nothing about it. They just laze around sitting on their hands, scrolling mindlessly through Instagram. I feel personally attacked by the statement I just made. And don't do anything about it to change their situation, because even the Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, that Allah doesn't change a people unless they change what is within themselves, right? Sometimes we're stuck in very undesirable situations, situations that we most definitely prefer not to be in. But it is what it is. You know, that's life. You got to live with it. And I'm not saying that, like, the moment you hit rock bottom, which could have been the case with those sons, their dad just died, but they didn't know what to do with their lives and their careers. And I'm not saying that the moment you hit rock bottom, you bounce back up again and dust yourself off and get over it. No, you need some time to realign yourself, and some time to process what exactly it was that happened, some time to analyze the situation, the mistakes you made that led you to this point, the stupid decisions. I know I've made a lot of those, and to collect yourself, right? But once you do, the only way left to go is up. Literally, you can't stay in rock bottom, right? You need to move somewhere. And up this well is the only direction that's left for you. However, oftentimes, what we lack is motivation. Psychology tells us that there is actually no such thing as laziness. A lot of psychologists, I think I was reading an article about it. Don't ask me the name because I can't remember. But the point is, they say that there's no such thing as laziness. Rather, there's just the lack of a sustainable motivation. You know, we don't have a driving force to push us or pull us forward. And I think a lot of that is because we don't know what we want in life. And that can be really tricky. You can feel very, very bewildered and lost and confused and frustrated with yourself. You basically feel like a plastic bag in the wind when you don't know which direction to go toward, when you don't know what you want from life, when you don't know what your objective is. And during these times, it's really important to create a sort of motivation for ourselves. Something for us to look forward to. Something that expands our energy, that when we think about it, we can feel it in our chest. Something is expanding and is slowly engulfing our body and makes us want to get up and do something about it. And this motivation can start with little steps, like baby steps. You don't necessarily have to aim for the moon from the very get-go, right? Gotta be realistic. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.